Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome tonight to Sister Empowering Sisters, and I am your host, Lady Renee. I would like to go to a song at this moment. Praise be to God. Please stay tuned.
Well, let's just enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, again, I would like to thank you all for logging in and calling in tonight to Sister Empowering Sisters, and I just want to let you all know how much I sincerely appreciate your support. Praise be to God. As you all may know that have watched the bulletin board, you know that tonight's show, I am expecting a very special guest, Miss Lolita Thompson of Axe Turning Points in Dumfries, Virginia. And what that is basically an organization that are helping people who have been victims of domestic violence, actually whole families, praise be to God. So I am just waiting for my guest, and we're going to be talking about healthy relationships versus unhealthy relationships. So I'm going to give her a few more minutes to come in, and then we're going to get right into the message, praise be to God. So at this moment, while we're waiting for her, I would like to just go to another song. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
My manly touch.
God, praise God, hallelujah. I am just so excited on tonight about what God is wanting to do. Glory be to God. I want to acknowledge Miss Quiet Storm in the chat room. Praise God, my sister. Oh, my God. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. That's a powerful woman of God. Oh, my goodness. And I know that she is going to be calling in sometime today. Praise be to God. To join in the conversation about healthy relationships versus unhealthy relationships. But before we get into this segment, let's start with prayer. Praise be to God. Father, we come before you today. We lift you up. We honor you. We magnify you, Lord God. We exalt you. Father God, no matter what the circumstances, you are still God. You are still sitting on the throne. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing catches you off guard. We thank you, Father God, even right now, Lord God, for those that you would have to listen and tune in to the broadcast on tonight, and even those that will come and listen to the archives. Lord, I cover myself and all those that will listen to the sound of my voice, oh God, with the blood of Jesus Christ. I cover the airwaves right now with the blood of Jesus Christ, for we know that wherever the blood of Jesus has been applied, the wicked one touches it not. Father God, I want to thank you, Lord God. I ask that you use me, have your way through me on tonight. Holy Spirit, I surrender and submit myself totally to you. I yield to your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. I thank you, Lord. I yield to the agape love that's been shed abroad in my heart to minister to your word to the people that will listen, oh God, with the love of God, that they would experience the love of God in such a tangible way, Father, in the areas in which they need it most. I thank you, Lord, for healing taking place on tonight, deliverance, oh God. I thank you even for salvation taking place on tonight in the name of Jesus, in the lives of the people who need it, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Now I take authority over you, Satan. I bind up every demonic hindrance and interference right now in the name of Jesus. And I serve notice on you and your demonic forces. I speak that you are bound in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are bound from interfering with this broadcast on tonight. I even covered my special guest in the name of Jesus with the blood of Jesus Christ from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And I bind and rebuke any retaliatory spirit and any backlash of the enemy. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. And I'd like to also acknowledge Sister Janine Strickland. Praise be to God. I see you out there. And my good friend, Sister Michelle Hughes. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I want to thank y'all for the support, for the love. I ask that you guys continue to keep me in prayer. Praise be to God. And I'm still looking and waiting on my guests. But praise God, I'm going to get right into the message. On tonight, I wanted to talk about healthy versus unhealthy relationships. I'm going to say a little bit, and then I want you guys to call in, because I just believe that I've just been set up. Glory be to God. I have some powerful sisters in the chat room. Praise be to God. And I know you all got much to say in the area of relationships, because you know what? I decree and declare that this is the year for us single sisters. Glory be to God. That we shall go forth with the man of God that God has for us, because I decree and declare that we are going to do it God's way. And because we're doing it God's way, God promises us his results. Praise be to God. Now, I believe this may be my caller calling in, or it may be someone else. If you just bear with me 2 seconds, please. Caller, I see you. Hold 1 second. Praise be to God. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller, you are on the air.
Hi, Lady Renee. I was listening to you on both ways, so I know you were talking.
Yes, oh, praise be to God. I believe, I know that this is Minister Michelle Hughes. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Yes,
hallelujah.
It is.
Hallelujah. If you would just hold on 1 second, I believe I may have my special guest on the other line. Hold on, sis.
Okay, good.
Greetings. You are on the air.
Good evening, Lady Renee. This is Jessica. How are you?
Oh, I am fine. Praise be to God.
Yes,
how are you today?
I'm doing very well. I'm calling in for Lolita because she got called into an emergency meeting.
Oh, okay. Praise be to God. So are you going to fill in for her?
Absolutely. I'm going to fill in for her.
Okay. Praise God. Okay. Because I have, I just want to let everyone know, all of you guys in the chat room, as you know, I had lined up for a special guest, Lolita Thompson. She, out of X Turning Points in North Carolina, I mean Dumfries, not Dumfries, North Carolina, Dumfries, Virginia. Please forgive me for that. And she is an advocate for domestic violence, praise be to God, against domestic violence, praise be to God. And I invited her on the show to promote the 2008 Women's Awareness Conference, and so she was not able to come. However, her assistant Jessica is on the line, so I ask that you guys be just a little bit patient, because I know everyone wants to call in and we want to get right into this relationship thing, but I want to give her an opportunity to talk about Axe Turning Points and also to give you more detailed information concerning the 2008 Women's Awareness Conference that's coming up this May. And praise be to God, I will be one of their speakers. So I'm really, really, really excited about this. And I decree and declare that this will be an annual event, praise be to God, in the name of Jesus. So go right ahead, Jessica. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Well, you are welcome.
Well, Lady Renee, as you know, this 2008 Women's Awareness Conference is a huge thing that's coming to our area. It's becoming a nationwide, a worldwide thing.
Yes.
That we're having participants all over getting involved in. And that's really what Lolita's goal was. And that's happening. The conference is happening, as you mentioned, May 17th. It's going to be May 17, 2008. It's going to be at the Garfield Senior High School here in Woodbridge, Virginia. And I can also provide that address.
Yes.
It's 14,000 Smoketown Road, and that's Woodbridge, Virginia.
Hold on
221.
1 second, because I'm writing this in the chat room.
Okay.
And go ahead. Now go back again to the address, sis.
Okay, absolutely. It's 14,000.
Okay.
Smoketown Road.
Okay.
And that's in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Right.
And that zip code is 22192.
Okay. And I'm going to put the website 2008 Women's Awareness 2008 Women's Awareness Conference .org. Am I correct?
Absolutely right. And Lady Renee, we also have a blog.
Yes, I'm putting that down. Women's Awareness Conference .blogspot, right?
Absolutely, .com.
Okay, awareness.blogspot.com. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. And I understand that. Okay, so go ahead. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what this conference is all about. Let the listeners know in case some of them would like to come out. Some of these ladies have even written books. This may give them, I know that you guys have a lot of vending opportunities still available. Praise be to God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what the conference, the whole moral of the conference, it's a heavy focus on domestic violence awareness. It also is a heavy focus on empowering women, not just women, but men, people, empowering them to this conference. You know, we're having a lot of powerful speakers, as you mentioned. Carolyn Thomas will be there. She's a victim, a survivor of domestic violence, where her domestic partner actually killed her mother and shot her point blank in the face.
Yes.
So there's definitely a lot to learn from her, as well as yourself. You'll be there as one of our guest speakers.
Yeah.
We're going to have Bridget Collins, fitness coach, and Tanya Blunt.
Yes.
There's going to be performances. There's a local artist, Kia Calloway, who will be performing. Janae, Green Tea, the chosen one. He's a very popular poet that's been premiered in several different venues. So we're very, very excited about it. And You know, we've had the assistance as well. ACTS Turning Points is involved. We've had corporate sponsors, you know, sort of coming out supporting this event, which we're very, very excited about. Pfizer and McDonald's and the Department of Health is stepping up and becoming involved, along with other very, 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 very important people that are getting involved in this who, you know, we're just waiting for some of the final print to finish so we can start mentioning those and naming those people as well.
Yes, well, praise God. I believe, sis, it's going to be an awesome, awesome conference. I believe that it's just going to mark the beginning of so many awesome things taking place because I love empowerment workshops and seminars because, see, when we know better, then we can do better. And by women as well as men becoming educated concerning their options and that there are other there are alternative ways to, you know, there are other things that you can do besides batter someone and then learn that, you know, become educated, like why you doing what you're doing, and then be able to have the power to walk out of that situation, because that's basically what my message is going to be about. It's not just letting you know about, okay, we're going to understand this is how we got here. Now I'm going to bring the solution. This is how you get out. The thing is, do you want to come out? So with the remainder of the time, sis, if you have the time, I don't know, do you have to go somewhere else, Jessica, or do you have 35 more minutes?
I can stay.
Okay, great. I wanted to get into, you know, since this this organization, which you guys are really promoting, is like making bringing awareness about domestic violence, and really not just making awareness, but getting to the place where it can be annihilated. Well, it's going to start with us becoming educated concerning this situation first, like, you know, okay, now we have the knowledge, we understand that, you know, family patterns and all of this stuff, but now we need to know, how do we get free? How can we get to the place where we stop making the mistakes that mommy made or making the mistakes that daddy made or walking into situations that mommy always walked into or daddy walked into? Because, see, it's one thing to talk about all of these things and have all this information. We could share stories all day long. But my thing is, let's come up with the solution. And my solution is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, because he removes burdens and destroys yokes. He makes it possible for us to go free. You could have been battering for years and years, but when Jesus sets you free, the Word of God says, whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. So I believe that. So at this moment, I just want to get into a little bit about healthy relationships, and I want to basically talk a little bit tonight about healthy relationships versus unhealthy relationships. As some of you know, I've just recently completed a 6-CD series titled Cultivating a Healthy Relationship, and I'm talking about a relationship that is purposed toward marriage from a biblical perspective. Amen. Just so no one gets it twisted, I am talking about a relationship that is purposed toward marriage from a biblical perspective, praise be to God, because I am fully convinced that the only way you can have a healthy relationship is through doing it God's way. I'm fully convinced. As a woman that comes to the table with many years and years of experience, I have my PhD in experience. Amen. Praise be to God. And I'm sure my sisters can identify and relate. Praise be to God. But as I was looking and doing the research and began to pray about this thing, I wanted to know what exactly is a healthy relationship, you know? And when I began to really do the research and start looking and trying to find out what everybody was saying was a healthy relationship, psychologists and all these different people that, you know, we would consider, you know, authority on this subject, I could not come up with any definitions that I felt was substantial enough, and I began to pray and seek God, and one thing that was impressed upon my spirit, the Holy Spirit said, a healthy relationship is one that is founded upon godly principles. Praise be to God. Therefore, each party respects, appreciates, values, and enhances and complements one another. Healthy relationships, as we will see, have godly standards as well as godly characteristics. They serve a divine purpose, and they are for the edification of those in the relationship and for the spectators to learn from and glorify God. These relationships are nourishing, productive, fruitful, enriching, and fulfilling. Healthy relationships are based on the right foundation. Praise be to God. And healthy relationships are only possible when the individuals involved are saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. Based on the definition, in order for us to truly value others and respect them, we must have their best interests at heart. And this requires us to take self from the equation. And as human beings outside of Christ, we are simply incapable of such because we think self-preservation. Now, outside of Christ, we only have access to love in a human way, the eros or the romantic kind of love and the phileos love, like friendship. However, we know that we're going to go through storms, praise be to God. We are definitely going to go through storms, whether we're in Christ or outside of Christ. But what is going to determine whether we're able to weather those storms is going to be the agape love of God, because that is the love that will enable you to forgive when you are hurt. And let's just call a spade a spade. I don't care. If you marry the right person, you still, there are going to be days when you get offended, when they do things that's going to hurt you. I'm not talking about physical, you know, like somebody's physically abusing you. That's not what I'm saying. But because we are still imperfect, we're not perfect, and we're not going to be perfect as long as we're, you know, in this world. Amen. But they're going to do things. We're going to do things. So what is going to enable you to get past that on days when you don't necessarily feel romantically in love, on days when they may have hurt you so bad that, you know, your friendship is kind of waning? You're going to need the agape love of God, and the agape love of God is not available outside of Christ. It's only when we get saved and are filled with the Spirit of God, according to Romans 5, 4, and 5. And you can check it out, praise be to God. So that, to me, told me that, whoa, that's heavy. Because even to, I said, so God, what do you mean? Like, help me to understand even clearer. I understand you saying these relationships are nurturing and they're nourishing and they're fulfilling and all of this stuff. But, you know, I need more than that. So he began to just give me some characteristics of a healthy relationship. You're going to be able to respect one another. You're going to be able to accept one another right where you are. Gratitude, trust, and honesty. This is so important. Like, if you don't have these things in your relationship, you're going to be challenged at the beginning. Amen. From the door. A good relationship is going to take support. Amen. Will you be able to support me? Amen. Or will you be the type of person that you're going to play a hate me and you're going to be my worst enemy? Oftentimes people marry their worst enemy, and it's just sad. Communication is very, very important. And then he allowed me to just get into them. On the first CD, which is the foundation of a healthy relationship, I go in depth into those different characteristics. Amen. Because the thing is that it would appear to be an ideal situation, but I want to tell you that the kind of relationship that God has for us, it's going to be supernatural. And that's why in order to have a healthy relationship, there are some prerequisites. And number one, it's going to take spiritual and emotionally mature individuals in order to engage in a healthy relationship. Outside of that, you're fighting a losing battle. I don't have time to, I just don't come equipped to make up to you what you missed from mommy. You do not come equipped to make up what I missed from Daddy. The only person that could fill those voids and make up those gaps are God. So you need to have your relationship with God be the catalyst to all other relationships. And to the degree that you cultivate your relationship with our Heavenly Father will be to the degree that you're able to have a healthy relationship with anyone else. Praise be to God. So on that note, I'm going to talk now about unhealthy relationships. I just want to make a few points on about unhealthy relationships. It is so, first of all, it is important that when you're in a healthy relationship, you're going to be in a relationship where, A, you know who you are, and your identity does not derive from that person. Amen? You're going to be where you have been with your Heavenly Father, and you have allowed the Word of God to define you, to tell you who you are. You allow the Word of God to affirm and validate who you are. So therefore, when you get into a relationship, you're now able to get into it from a position of strength instead of from a position of weakness. Amen. And you're not coming into the relationship looking for the person to define you, looking to the person to validate and affirm you, because you first got who you are from God. So now you can come into the relationship not so much looking at what it is you can get from them, but also looking at what you can give, how you can enrich this person's life, how you can add value, how you can enhance that person's life. You're not so caught up in, well, I need this, and he got to do this, and he got to do this, because you now, because you spent time cultivating your relationship with our Heavenly Father, you now understand that, hey, he is a God that makes a way where there seem to be no way. So you're not caught up in he need to be making $1 billion. And all of a sudden, if the time come and you go through a storm where your husband loses his job, you ready to get rid of him because he's no longer making the money that he used to make, because you understood before the man came that the man was never your provider. God stayed being Jehovah Jireh even during your marriage. Amen. So therefore, it's just certain things that we have to understand. We don't make the mistake of making the man or the woman into an idol by looking to them to fill the place in us that has only been designed for God to fill. We're not looking for them to define us, to tell us who we are, because those things equal dysfunction. And dysfunction equals unhealthy. So now, on that note, I would like to invite you all to call in, and I would love to get your feedback right now. 347-205-9123. Praise be to God. Now, I welcome your feedback. Praise be to God. I know that I have Minister Michelle. Minister Michelle, I know you burning. Go ahead, girl.
Well, you know what, when you start talking about abuse, you know, it hits home, because that's what my book is about.
Yes.
My cousin was killed by her husband, and we didn't find out for 9 years that he killed her. It wasn't until he killed the second wife in the same identical manner that he killed my cousin that he was prosecuted, and now he's in prison for life and with no parole, so he'll never get out. And so, yeah, it strikes home, and that's why I'm an advocate now of good relationships, because she chose the wrong person. And,
yes.
And you know, we were the same age, and so our birthdays were like 2 weeks apart, and I've never married. And I think some of that is because of what happened to her. We were only 24 years old when that occurred, and this year she and I will be turning 50, so it tells you how long it's been. And so I felt last year was reaching the year of 25 years, and I said, you know, I think people need to be educated concerning what goes on in abusive relationship. And we never knew abuse was going on in her home, and I was the last person to see her because she was leaving him. And I would tell any person, when you leave, don't go back.
Yes.
You know, when you leave the person, until they have been restored, delivered, and freed from that mean
yes.
spirit of abuse, don't go back into that situation. She went back,
yes.
and she was supposed to go, you know, to church with me, and
mm.
she decided not to go. She got born again, praise the Lord.
Yes,
but,
praise God.
You know, she didn't go to church that Sunday, and she said she had something to tell me. And I think then she was going to reveal to me the reason why she was leaving him was because I believe that she was in an abusive relationship. And to make a long story short, she went back that Tuesday, and he killed her that Wednesday. And just repeatedly just stabbed her body up and did the second wife the same way. So, yeah, I am an advocate of people not staying in an abusive relationship because of what happened to my cousin.
Yes. And, you know, Minister Michelle, it's just so unfortunate. I want to go into that, but I also want to key into the chat room, the name of your book, Amen, because I want to also give people an opportunity to sow also into your life, woman of God. What is the name of your book?
The name of the book is, you can go to www.thesecretsout.com, that's what the S, secrets,
right.
Site, S-I-T-E, dot net.
Okay.
And so you can go there and purchase the book. And what I also included, because I just didn't want the book to be just on her, she's basically talking through the book, and I just didn't want it to be, you know, how tragically her life ended. I have
yes.
a workbook in there giving you information on mm. what to look for, you know, in a good relationship.
Amen.
And so that's the whole point in writing that book. You know, later God just spoke to me and says, you know, you need to put a workbook in there and help people. And
Amen.
And not only do I help with single people, I help marriages also. And I have a
yes.
premarital list that mm. you can ask a person before you even consider marrying that person. So it's an in-depth questions and answers that you can ask a person before you even think about dating them.
Well, girl, we're going to do a relationship seminar. Amen. Together.
Amen.
God is going to hook this situation up. Now, hold for me one moment because I have another caller. Praise be to God.
Amen. This is
Greetings.
Ms. Quiet Storm. How
yes.
are you?
Yes. Oh, praise God. I'm blessed, sis. I'm blessed. I
Amen.
Know you have a lot to say. Praise
well,
be to God.
Well, I have about, I only have a few minutes to say.
Okay.
But I just wanted to, Minister Michelle, I'm sorry, God bless you, and to all who are listening in the chat room and who will listen to this archive, I'm so glad you shared what you shared. Because what a lot of people don't realize is abuse not only affects the person being abused, it affects
yes.
everyone that loves and cares about these people, and even people who may hear about it, say, on the news and different things like that.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, just like Minister Michelle was saying, she never married.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're hurt by what happens to other people that are close to us, and we feel, if I avoid these situations,
mm-hmm.
then I can avoid it happening to me.
Yes.
But at
yes.
the same time, you know, there was a show on a few days that was talking about how adulterous relationships affect families.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way, you know, when we think of abusive relationships, you know, who wants to see their loved ones get hurt?
Amen.
And so, you know, I myself was in a potentially abusive relationship. It's only by the mercy of God but at the end of the relationship, I did something I thought I would never have to do, and that was to fight a man.
Mm.
And
Miss Quiet Storm,
Jesus, I just knew I was going to have a prison ministry from that day forward.
Well,
but thank
well.
God it didn't have to come to that, because
you
know it. I mean, and I say that to say this: you become sometimes when you're in those situations, it affects you so deeply because you almost have to become someone you're not to survive.
Oh,
and
amen.
That's what it was in my situation.
Mm.
I believe that that's the only reason I was not abused, because I had to come out of my character in order to survive.
Yes, yes.
I had to put on this mentality and this face that, you know what, I know you're crazy, but you're just not sure how crazy I am.
Yes, oh
and
my
I don't
God.
Think you want to find that out. And that was not my character.
Amen.
That was not my character. That was not my nature. So a lot of times we wonder why people are a certain way when they're in abusive relationships. It's because they almost have to become someone they're not to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't understand that you don't have to be that way with everybody. And
that's
then, when you know, we want to pull these people out, but they got to want to come out.
Amen.
They
Amen.
Have to want to come out. I know people who have gotten so comfortable in abusive relationships.
Yes.
You know, they've been with people who have cheated on them over and over and over again.
Yes.
You know, everybody may not show physical scars, but there's emotional abuse, there's verbal
yes.
abuse.
Yes.
You know, people being treated any kind of way.
Yes.
And so, you know, they may look good on the outside, but they have some very deep emotional wounds, to the point where if the man's not calling them calling her all kind of derogatory names
right.
or things like that, she doesn't feel he loves her.
Yes, and that's
and that
what
is
we
not
have to
of God.
Yes, and that's one thing, Miss Quiet Storm, if I
mm-hmm.
must interrupt, I apologize, but that's one thing we need to get free of. We
mm-hmm.
need to understand that there are set patterns, you know, in
mm-hmm.
us that God wants to, they go way deep, you know,
yeah.
it's like it's embedded in your subconscious, and that's another part of the CD that I talk
mm-hmm.
about on here, like unearthing the deep-seated inner scripts that sabotage us, you know, unearthing those things, the deep-seated convictions and the inner scripts, because sometimes the things that we have had happen to us, whether we experienced it where it happened to us or
mm-hmm.
maybe when we were growing up, we saw our mothers being abused, so
mm-hmm.
therefore we internalize that to mean
yeah.
love, and that's
yeah.
what it means when a man loves you. You might get slapped around, and like you said, so therefore if that's not happening, you don't feel like you being loved. And
right,
and
exactly.
God wants to so set us free. See, the truth, the Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Love suffers long. It does not hurt. You're going to go through some things, and God is going to use those things to make you, to bring you into the woman or the man that he's called you to be, but never things where you get knocked upside your head, being called all kind of names, because those things, those wounds go deep. And I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you that God wants to set you free today. You know, I speak to those inner scripts that cause you to be defeated, even though you're in the body of Christ. I speak now to those deep-seated convictions that have been lying to you in the name of Jesus. All of those strongholds, they have become strongholds in your mind that even though you are in Christ, deep down inside, you don't believe that you could have a man to be faithful to you. You don't believe that you could have a man that would truly love you, that could truly respect you, that could truly forsake all others for you. And I'm here to tell you on tonight in the name of Jesus, yes, you can, but you have to first embrace the love of God. You have to get the word of God and get a concordance and find the scriptures that tell you how much God loves you, and you personalize that thing. You go back to what Jesus did, how he died for you. Make it personal. See in the Bible how he says that he loved you so much that even though a mother who breastfed her child can forget about that child, he said, yet I could not forget about you because I've engraved in you in the palm of my hands. The same God that will take the time to number the very hairs on your head. I tell you, that is a God that loves you affectionately, loves you very intimately. And when you begin to experience that love, take it from a head knowledge to the heart, where you begin to experience this love without measure. The word of God contains the power to go down into that subconscious mind where you have been so wounded, where those scripts have been harboring and hiding, those strongholds have been hiding, okay, and change those things. Where now, instead of you expecting defeat and failure in the areas of relationships, you're now expecting success. You now understand that you are worthy. You now understand that you deserve the best. Praise be to God. And not only that, he equips you that you will not settle for less. Amen. You will not settle for less because you will now love yourself. Amen. And you will not accept anything less from someone else. Glory be to God. So I command you to be made whole in the area of your emotions right now in the name of Jesus. I cast down every imagination and every vain high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God in your life. And I take those thoughts captive right now into the obedience of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that Jesus has set you free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I decree and declare that you have already been made whole. Now receive your healing. By Jesus' stripes, you are healed, praise be to God, in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to grab that healing. I want you to take it by force. Take it by faith in the name of Jesus. The same way you came up to the altar and you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you didn't hear thundering roll around in heaven, and you didn't hear lightning it and start striking. You received it by faith. You take your healing the same way. I decree and declare that I'm healed. I receive my healing. Just lift your hands right where you are. I receive my healing. I decree and declare that this is my year for the breakthrough. This is my year. This is my year. I'm going to get it right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you stand on that. And when the enemy try to come against you and tell you that's a lie and try to bring back those old scripts, you replace those scripts. You fight him back. And you said, no, Satan, it is written that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Glory be to God. You're no longer going to receive the lies of the devil. See, he's being exposed tonight. God loves you in the midst of everything that you've gone through. He loves you, but he's a gentleman. He's waiting for you to stretch forth your hands and let him in. He's waiting for you to just surrender and say, you know, I made a mess. I've had children from men that don't love me, or I've been with men who were married to other women, and I knew that I deserved better than this. And I'm telling you, I want to tell you, you do deserve better than that. You are worth more than that. Hallelujah. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're made in the image of God, the Creator. Hallelujah. You're made in his very same image. So I want to speak to that low self-esteem, and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I speak to your esteem, and I command it to be made whole in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you see yourself through a new pair of eyes, glory be to God, that you see yourself as God sees you. And the way that is going to become a reality in your life is you're going to have to meditate the word of God. And as you begin to meditate the word of God, you begin to see yourself the way that God sees you. I don't care what past you came from. I don't care if mommy and daddy were not trying to have you. Praise be to God. I don't care if you were a product of rape. I want you to know that you are on purpose. Glory be to God. You may not have been on purpose from your parents, but God created you with a special plan and purpose in mind. I want to read something. Praise be to God. The Spirit of God is just moving, and I thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Ephesians chapter 2 declares, praise be to God, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Our life has already been predetermined. Hallelujah. The way to live the good life, that path has already been prearranged for us. We just have to say yes to God. Get on that path by saying yes to God. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Lord, I renounce renounce my old ways. I receive your way. Help me to live for you. And I'm telling you, your life will be changed. Glory be to God. It's when we get tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. How much more can you take? When is enough going to be enough? But I decree and declare today that today enough is enough. Glory be to God. That you have made up in your mind that you are going to do this thing, that you're going to come forth as pure gold. Glory be to God. That you have received revelation from God that he loves you and you know you can do better, and therefore you are going to do better. Praise be to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I want to go to Jeremiah chapter 1, praise be to God, just so that you really understand that God, no matter if you were a product of rape, glory be to God, God had a plan for your life. You did not catch God by accident. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. And Minister Quiet Storm, would you happen to have your Bible handy, sis? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to God. I'm going to read verse 5 in Jeremiah chapter 1. Before I formed you, this is God talking, in the womb I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument, and before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now, he was talking to Jeremiah here about his plan for Jeremiah's life, but I'm trying to tell you that God is letting us know through what he's saying to Jeremiah that before we were even in our mother's womb, he knew us. He approved of us before we was even formed. Amen? Because if it was not God plan for us to be here, we simply would not be here. Glory be to God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I just want to encourage you on tonight. Trust God. God says in Jeremiah 29:11 that I know the plans that I have for you. Hallelujah. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. So don't tell me you have somebody beating you down and it is the will of God. God just told you right here in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. God says every good and perfect gift comes from him. Glory be to God. He says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. God is not giving us somebody that's going to beat us down, whether that's physically, mentally, psychologically. Amen. Amen. So I just want to encourage you that if you are in an abusive relationship, I would like to ask you to call in so that we can stand in agreement with you that you would come out of that situation, that you will allow Christ to make you whole on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So I thank you. I thank you tonight, Father God. I thank you for your word. Oh, glory be to God. Praise be to God. Now, Jessica, I am so sorry. We have 3 minutes left, but if you read the beginning, sis, we let the Holy Spirit have his way on this show. Praise be to God. Everything is subjected to the Holy Spirit at any time, because sometimes there are people that's going to come to my archive that need this word. Amen. And so when they come to the archive, it'll be a right now word. Amen. Even though it won't be live, but it'll be live for them. So, Jessica, we have 2 minutes remaining, sis. Thank you for being patient with me. Praise the Lord. Is there anything that, else that you want to add about the 2008 Women's Awareness Conference?
Lady Renee, thank you. I just want to add that the tickets are on sale now. Yes. We still have vendor booth space available. You know, I encourage, I welcome, we welcome for anybody to come.
Yes.
Women, even if you're not in the area, go to the website, go to the blog, call
yes.
us. We'll help you get arrangements so that you can get down here. This is a very, very important empowerment conference. You know, a sample, you know, that we just had from you, Lady Renee, thank you for that.
You'll
be there. We'll, you know, everyone will be able to get encouraged and get that empowerment that's needed, whether they're in an abusive relationship, whether
yes.
they're, you know, going through different things in life, whatever their situation is,
yes.
come to the conference. It, you know, it definitely will be something there for everyone.
Yes, praise be to God. And this is what I like about Acts Turning Points is that they reach out to the total family, even the men that are doing the abuse, and they offer such like anger management, all kind of things, and even provide shelter for the people, praise be to God. Like, they just have so much going on. So if you are in that area or you don't have anything scheduled for the month of May, May the 17th, I would love to see you all there. And you ladies that have books, CDs, tapes, whatever God has gotten for you, get yourself a table, glory be to God, and come out and fellowship, praise be to God. Come out and add. Let the Lord use you even on that day, praise be to God. You may not be the person speaking, but God can use you right there as you may be pushing your books, praise be to God. We may not be streaming anymore, but that's okay. I still let the Lord have his way, praise be to God. So, Jessica, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for appearing today. I appreciate that. Tell Lolita okay. that I pray that all is well, and I will keep
Absolutely.
Her and her family in my prayers. Praise be to God.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. But I would, if for those of you who want to continue on until they kick us off, praise be to God. You can, because I know that I still have Minister Michelle on the phone, and we're going to have us a Holy Ghost good time. I still see Janine Strickland still in the chat room, Minister Quiet Storm. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to say happy Resurrection Day, ladies. And all that
yeah.
will be listening, praise be to God. So go ahead, I'm going to sit back. Jessica, you're welcome to stay aboard, but I understand if you have to go. Okay, sis?
Okay, thank you very, very much, Lady Renee. We'll see you in May.
Okay, you're welcome, sis. God bless you.
Right.
Hallelujah.
You
yes, okay. Now, my sister, Minister Michelle Hughes. Come on, girl.
You know what? I think you said, oh, it is snowing here in Michigan.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so we're going to get at least, they say, in about eight feet of snow. I don't know how much here, but
oh my goodness.
It's snowing. And, you know, so we're going to bring our Easter in
okay.
wearing boots, but that's okay, you know.
Yes, amen.
It
amen.
Is okay. We've had a tremendous winter here in Michigan, one of the you know, it's been nothing but snow. And so, you know, and I'm celebrating everything. What can I say? And the main thing is, as you said, with Resurrection Day coming, you know, on Sunday,
yes.
all is well with me. That's all I can tell
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Oh, so, but you know, the turning point here, I know we have, it's not called Acts Turning Point, but Turning Point is one of those, it's a same type of abusive center
yes,
here, and
yes.
I don't know if they're the same company, but
I think that they may be affiliates or, you know, something like
mm-hmm.
that, because I also know of one in North Carolina that's really not affiliated with the one in Virginia, but praise be to God. I know they do a lot of work, you know, in the area of domestic violence, you know. Far
well,
as
I think domestic violence is here in Michigan. We've had, I mean, right where I live here, I'm in the suburbs of Michigan and of Detroit, and
mm-hmm.
Not too far from me, we just had a guy who just been sentenced to, I forget how many years they gave him, Scott, I want to say Scott Pearson, Scott, can't think of the name, Stephen Grant. He had just killed his wife, had dismembered her body and threw it everywhere,
Lord.
You know, just. You know, just threw, just cut her up and just threw the body, and the torso was in the garage. And it's awful when you get to that point of anger that the only way out is death.
Yes.
I don't understand that. You know, I don't know what happened to divorce.
Yes.
You know, you walk away from situations. But what I found is that even in my cousin's husband's situation, he had a problem with rejection because the second wife, she was about to leave him, and before she left, he killed her. And the only reason why he got off, I mean, he didn't get off this time, is someone heard him screaming, heard her screaming saying that he was trying to kill her. Other than that, he would get off again. And it's terrible that people can be so common. People can't look at, because these men are not violent men. They're very laid-back men. So when you look at people who you think you can judge and say they might be a domestic violence character or a candidate, you can't go on that, because sometimes their demeanor is totally opposite of what you would ever think. This guy came and planned a funeral with us.
Mm.
You know, so you would never thought that he would have killed her, you know.
Mm.
And so all I can say to anyone who's in an abusive relationship, get out of it. If they start out talking, you know, mean and hateful to you, you might be in harm's way.
Amen.
Because if someone can be abusive to you and you're not even married to them, I don't know what you're going to get when you get with them if you decide to marry them. So that's the only thing I have to say, because this thing has it went dormant. And let me just say, Lady Renee, I'm talking about it now.
Mm.
And after the book came out, my friends were like, what happened to the book? What's going on? Well, they didn't know I was killing, because I did more crying recently than I did at her funeral.
Right, because it's like bringing up everything. You know,
exactly.
Bringing
and
you
we're
back
dormant.
To that time, yes.
Well,
yes.
Nobody knew about my cousin. I stopped talking. I never talked about it.
Wow.
And it went dormant. So when people hear about the story, it's almost like you all hearing. My friends never knew about my cousin. It went dormant somewhere. And sometimes we can let things go dormant, but it doesn't mean it's gone away. And so this writing of the book has brought about a healing for me. Now I know I can get married, and I didn't realize that probably that could have been the reason why I didn't marry, unconsciously. And
right,
I was a believer, ministering God's word.
Right. Deeply embedded in your subconscious, like the enemy used that as a stronghold. He was hiding in that thing, in that inner script. You had an inner script that may have said, if I get married, this could happen to me. You know what I'm saying? Or something that, a fear, but it was fear. You know, and we know that fear is not of God. Fear has torment, you know, and God has not given to us the spirit of fear, but of power.
Well, you have to remember, Sister Lady Renee, for 9 years, we didn't know who killed her.
Oh, my God. So when it all came out, Lord.
You know, so it wasn't until he killed his second one 9 years later that I didn't even know what was going on. And it was that year I cried out to the Lord. I said, I cannot take it anymore. She was not a bad person. I just need to know who killed her. Now, everybody else went about their merry way, but I never got up off my knees, because I knew God was going to vindicate that situation, and he did. And I found out from she had a daughter. It wasn't his child. I was on the phone talking to her aunt, her daddy's sister, and she just told me so nonchalantly, well, you know, he got convicted of killing his second wife. I'm like, are you serious? I immediately got out the phone. Couldn't believe her daughter hadn't called and told me. I went and called my uncle immediately, because that was my mother's brother's child. And told him, because he never liked the guy. When your parents don't like somebody, take heed, because they see things that you don't see. And I could not understand why my uncle never liked him, but now I can see why he didn't like her. So all I can tell anyone today who is going through any type of abuse or don't even know that they have after effects, and I like what Quiet Storm said, is that, yes, it does. It affects other people besides the immediate family. You know, me and her were like sisters. Mm-hmm. And so it affected me in a way that I didn't realize it was affecting me. And so I'm free today. I can say that today I am a free woman. I know that now I'm ready to get married. You know,
ooh,
and
come
I'm
on.
Ready for marriage. Before, I wasn't ready for marriage. I had to go through so much, so many, you know, things I've had to go through for healing. The only good thing is that I had a good father. a good father, and I loved my father. Even though I lost my dad 7 years ago, you know, he put in me what it is to have a good father. So
yes.
I don't have that, you know, the challenges that so many young women have. I had a very close relationship
yes.
with him. So
yes.
I know what a good
Amen.
Man can do for you, because he was a very good example to me. So I thank you for this opportunity to come on your show.
Oh, you are so welcome,
and talk, you know, concerning
yes.
abuse. When you start talking about abuse, it, you know, it's funny, just the other, I guess maybe less than a month ago, I told God, I don't know if I can go out and talk about this. I don't want to keep talking about it. I don't want to keep talking about her life. I don't want to do that. And so it's probably why I put the workbook in there, because I'm like, I don't want to talk about her in that way.
Yes.
And the more, you know, when Quiet Storm was talking, I was almost in tears. And I went through that. I said, how can I get up and tell people when I'm still healing? I'm still crying. But
yes.
when it's something you believe in, when you have compassion
yes.
and you have passion
yes.
about
Amen.
What you're doing, you're not just up here playing games. I
Amen.
Started this relationship show because I knew I was coming out with the book, but I had no idea how many people I would be touching through this. So,
Amen.
You know, it has brought about a whole new ministry for me, a whole new life for me. I can really say that.
Yes, and you know what? So I thank God for that. And on that note, I'm just going to close out in prayer. Amen?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father,
thank
I bless you.
You.
Thank you, Father God, for just giving us this opportunity on today. Thank you for just having your way. Hallelujah. Thank you for the healing that has taken place, oh God, in the lives of those that heard, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, this year, Lord, that this is our year. We decree and declare this to be our year, that we go forth and we go free, Lord God, from those things that have kept us bound, that have kept us wandering in the wilderness, Father God. And I just want to thank you for that tonight, Lord God. I want to thank you for confirming your word that you spoke tonight through me, Lord God, with signs, wonders, and miracles following that word. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Well, sis, you have a wonderful resurrection day. Praise be to God. I have to get ready for a prayer conference. Praise be to God.
Praise
the Lord. Oh, my God, I have to tell you, but it's just been awesome. And I just thank God, sis, and I decree and declare your book selling out in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Thank
I
you,
decree
Jesus.
And declare God's blessing on that book and lives being changed and delivered, healed, and set free as a result of that book in the
Amen.
Name of
thank
Jesus.
You,
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Love you, sis.
Love
God
you, too. You
bless
be blessed
you.
Now. You have a good prayer conference.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.